They talked on the flight before Robin slept about what to do when they got back to England, and Venture's house was as good a base to start from as any, although it probably wouldn't take Harper long to guess where they had gone. Balanced against that were the library and other resources that Venture had at his disposal. There was just one minor detour that Matt wanted to make, though. As the plane began its descent into Birmingham Airport, he told Catherine and Robin, "I want to go to Dad's place first." "Why?" Robin asked. "Homesick?" "Yeah, right. No, actually, there's something there we need." "What's that?" Catherine asked. "I'll show you when we get there." Matt wasn't sure he was right, and he didn't want to seem stupid. He was pretty sure Robin thought he was an idiot anyway, and after her skill at flying the helicopter, he was even less keen to give her any excuse to think the worst of him. Just a hunch at the moment, but the way to stop Harper must be to decipher that disc before he does.
"But we don't have the disc," Catherine said.
"That's right," Matt smiled. He felt tired and drained by the time they landed. Catherine went to hire a car, and Robin to find a payphone to call Mephistopheles Smith. She'd called from Amsterdam and left a message for him.
"Still not available," she told Matt when she returned. "I asked them to have him call me at home as soon as he can."
"I bet Catherine has her mobile with her," Matt said. "Try him on that, or leave them the number." Robin didn't reply, and before Matt could ask her why this was a problem, Catherine herself was back, so he let it go. But he borrowed Catherine's mobile himself to call Aunt Jane and to tell her they'd be back in a few hours. "There's a lot to tell you," he said, "but not over the phone." And he left it at that. The car was fast and red and got them to Dad's house in less than 2 hours despite the slow-moving traffic on the motorway. Matt and Robin sat together in the back, and Catherine drove with an urgency and speed that set Matt's teeth on edge. She overtook when it looked like there wasn't room and took corners so fast the whole car tilted and threw Matt and Robin against each other.
"Why don't you offer to drive?"
Matt said to Robin.
"Don't have a license," she told him,
and they laughed.
"So where did you learn to fly helicopters?" Catherine asked. "My father's got a couple," Robin said, as if this was perfectly normal.
It was dark by the time they arrived outside Dad's house, and Matt saw the curtains of the house opposite twitching. He waved, and the curtains stopped. He smiled as he imagined what Mrs. Dorridge must be thinking as she saw him and Robin and Catherine getting out of the sleek new car.
"Bit of a tip, isn't it?"
Robin said, as soon as Matt turned on the lights. "Yeah," Matt admitted. "Well, it's even worse than usual since Dad was abducted by the mud men." He kicked at the trail of dirt across the hall floor.
"So why are we here?" Catherine said.
Matt led them into the study, and they negotiated a path to the desk. He hunted round for where he had left what he wanted, and eventually remembered putting it in a drawer, together with the books and papers that had been with it.
"What is that?" Catherine said.
But Robin could tell immediately what it was, and laughed out loud.
"That's incredible. How did it get here?"